Bonobos. Bonobos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
I'm propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? No, not. You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning.
Morning.
Oh my God. I feel like I'm going through menopause today.
Yeah, why?
I am like so sweaty and hot.
And we're sitting here in long sleeves freezing.
Why are you so hot?
I don't know. Tell me.
Well, yeah. It's, why not?
How was your night?
Very good. It's a great, I don't know, this time of year, the evening is like cool. It's so nice.
Yeah.
Just sitting outside on the deck yesterday was great.
You're really living the great Australian dream, aren't you, in your little tiny house?
Yeah.
And the big deck out the back.
With the Weber on the side.
Exactly. What more do you want in life?
Yeah.
How was your night, Meg?
Oh, my cooking failed. Just wasn't great.
What did you make?
Well, I made chicken Kiev.
Classic.
Okay, well, I didn't make it. I bought it and then put it in the air fryer and then all the liquid in the middle just fell out.
That always happens.
Into the bottom, and I was just like, well, this is really dry chicken. Great.
Did you, like, shove some margarine in the hole instead?
No, or? Just Josh just covered it in tomato sauce as he normally does.
Crevo sits there and cringes when he hears that.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't be my first choice of a meal, but,
Can I predict what Crevo is thinking now, Meg?
Sure.
Tell me if I'm wrong, Crevo.
Okay.
Chicken Kiev is so 1997.
No, it's actually, what's a chicken Kiev again?
You know, the breast and you shove the stuff inside, like
the
garlic butter
garlic
or
sauce or
filling.
Whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah, you get it from like the deli.
Is it crumbed on the outside?
Yes.
Cook it in the air fryer. Yeah.
Now you're thinking that, yeah?
Yeah.
It's basically a little bit higher than a chicken schnitzel, I would like to say.
Oh, nice. Sounds good. I like schnitzel.
There you go.
Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right. It's all okay.
You a fan of the chicken Kiev?
No, I'm not. I just, something about, I'm not even going to tell you what it reminds me of.
Can you please?
Like, just like a pimple or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just big, so juicy, disgusting. Zip. Like, that inner fluid.
And now you've ruined
chicken
Kiev. Thank you, Jackson.
You're welcome.
Do you like Kiev's L in the newsroom?
I do. Thanks for ruining it for me, though, Jackson.
Jackson has a way of doing that.
Yeah. I mean, we love him anyway, but come on, dude.
I just like to better people.
Yeah.
Jackson showed me, L, a picture once, all of us, in fact, of like a foot. And like this person had a condition. The bottom of the foot looked like a crumpet.
Ooh.
I've never been able to eat crumpets again. Just holes everywhere.
I mean, I feel like every day, just about, Jackson comes down to the newsroom and is like, I've seen this picture and I just
share it.
Do you know what? Elle and I were talking about this the other day. She's yet to see the tooth clipping.
Oh my God! Oh! Yeah, no.
Don't do it, Elle.
Come on,
don't do it.
I will run.
Run.
That's
far.
A fun bit.
Or watch it.
No.
Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next, Crevo.
Yeah, that's right. Our ultimate battle of the sexes, right, Meg?
Oh, yes. I didn't realise that was mine. The lads are on 10. The lasses are on 16. You guys are trailing behind as per usual.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well,
we have a $50 Ampol fuel card up for grabs. So if you want to play 13-7-9, we need one guy, one gal right now.
Yeah, that fuel card's so handy.
Yeah,
right?
So good right now.
I can't believe we're so behind, by the way. This is where it all goes awry. Too much space in between. Come on, boys. Disappointed us yesterday.
You know what? I'll give my confidence to the guys today.
Yeah. Good one, Meg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You need
sure
it.
You thank are. You.
The Novos. Lads versus Lasses. Thank you.
Your chance to win yourself a $50 Ampol fuel card plus the glory of progressing your sex as the greater, the better, as we continue our year-long competition. Lasses, currently on 16. Oh, that's not fair. Lads on 10. Must have been some easy questions for the lasses along the way.
Of course that's what it is.
Of course it is. Of course. Let's meet our first contestant, shall we?
Let's go to Lisa in Fullerton Cove. Disability support worker, loves a beer, and her go-to is a Miller's Chill, says Kanye West is giving her the shits right now. Good morning, Lisa.
Good
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What is the most frustrating thing for you that Kanye's done at the moment?
Oh, just anything he does. He speaks.
So whenever he breathes, essentially.
Yeah, every time I speak, no one does anything.
Lisa, Kanye, or now known as Yee, is recently single. If he somehow, in some weird way, ended up meeting you and wanted to hook up, would you do it?
No. I'd teach him a thing or two.
I bet you would, Lisa.
Naughty girl.
All right. What would you be teaching him?
I'm old enough that he won't be able to breathe anymore.
No more babies.
Oh, God. All right, let's get you a point on the board and possibly a $50 amp of... Oh.
I'm sorry, Meg. Is there a real freeing element to that, Lisa? As you, like, a lot of people don't talk about that, but when you get older, you don't have to worry about getting pregnant. Is it good?
Oh, I know. It's great.
Yeah, I bet.
Living the dream.
Wow. Interesting.
Lisa's young, wild, and free.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get into your questions, Lisa. Lisa, question one, what would you use frog tape for?
Oh, frog tape.
Yep.
Oh, plastering.
No. Painting, Lisa. Painting. It's painter's tape. Question two, what does the brand Kamado Joe make?
Oh.
Give you a hint, Lisa, because you're fun. It's food related.
Tomato sauce.
Nah. What was that?
Tomato sauce.
No, it's barbecues. All right, come on. What? Let's get 1 point, Lisa. In construction, what does LVL stand for? This is a hard one, Karibo. Come on.
Now, all the lads on site know what LVLs are. They use them all the time. Like the beams.
Laminated
veneer lumber.
No correct answers.
You can still win with zero correct answers.
It's possible.
Yeah, it is.
Let's meet our lad today. Representing the boys is Ben from Macquarie Hills. He's a chippy in a relationship 2 years in. Says he's just started swimming again. He went out this morning, actually, and says he is well out of shape. His mum found him passed out in a garden a week ago after a few bevs. Benny, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate. In the garden bed, on the lawn, whereabouts?
At the front of the pub at Warner's at the bay.
Oh. Benny.
Was your mum just walking past? Like, oh, I think that's
my son.
No, I couldn't get an Uber, so I rang her, and it wasn't the best idea ringing her.
Don't you love a copper log as a pillow? So comfortable.
Yeah, it was
all right. Hey, Benny, all you need for the win today is one correct answer. Let's do it. Multiple choice, question one. So, Kiss Me is a type of what? Lip gloss, body spray, perfume, or shampoo?
Lip gloss.
Incorrect. It's a body spray. Question two. The brand Manic Panic are known for making what?
Moisturizer.
Hair dye.
Good
question
guess.
Number three. This is for the win, man. Otherwise, we're going to a tiebreaker. Which magazine produced physical copies for the longer amount of time? Was it Dolly Magazine or Girlfriend?
Musical copies.
No, like physical copies. Physical copies. Dolly or Girlfriend?
Dolly?
Hey, yep. Yeah. Done it.
Lads win, finally,
well
Benny.
Well done.
Finally.
Who knew Dolly Magazine would win you a tank of fuel?
Yeah. Good stuff.
Good job, man.
Plus, of course, the glory of moving us along.
One more point for you guys. Well done.
That was real drawn out today.
Yes. I know.
Hey, up next, I want to bring something up because we went to the pub on Monday, Maddie, for a couple of bevs.
Oh, yeah.
And we keep realizing about two or three drinks in, maybe we should have invited Karibo.
That's why I invite Lost in the Mail, was it?
Yeah, so we want to bring up as to why we keep doing this to you. We feel a bit bad.
Righto.
Yeah, we'll get into it next.
Well, you do. Look, before we get into it, Karibo will only... Kruger doesn't fully commit. He's only a half-in type of guy.
Yeah.
So, like, at least we'll sit there for hours and have a drink. Kruger's like, gotta go, guys. Gotta sell some rugs.
If you do need a Persian rug, get in touch. The Novos. Yeah, what's going on here, guys? Missed the invite on Monday.
Yeah, I don't want to say we have a problem here, but we might have a bit of a problem.
Do you have a private club that you guys have started?
I think so, possibly.
I'm feeling a bit excluded,
well,
you know?
Well, the thing was, so on my birthday, I went out on Monday and I pretty much just went and sat at the beach for like a couple of hours and just listened to music. And on my way home, I hit Maddie up because we do live relatively close to each other. Like, 10-minute walk, not
yeah.
even.
We keep using this as an excuse yeah. as to why you're not invited to these drinks all the time, Crevo. Yeah. But, like, let's be real. Crevo's not living in Cessnock.
It's about a 7-minute drive to Maddie's door-to-door.
But also, we don't want you to be drink driving, though, to be fair.
Yeah, I've got a lovely fiancé who'll pick me up.
Yeah, that's true. But I hit you up, Maddie, about 4:30 in the afternoon. Beep, beep, beep. I hit him up at, like, 4:30 and said, do you want to come down to Honeysuckle for a drink? And he's like, yeah. And it got to about, 5:30? And then it's dawned on us, we didn't invite Kruger again. The reason it dawned on us is because I invited my fiancé down because he finished work at 6 to come and have a drink with us.
So the group's expanding.
Like, Maddie and Josh have never hung out in a social setting before either.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's been in the car with us once or twice, but that's about it. Not to mention, as soon as you got together, you were talking about Star Wars. So
another
happening.
Thing I'm into.
Another thing. But
I would have loved this chat.
The funny thing is, though, and it's not just you who feels this way, because right. we're in the car, because Josh only had one beer, and then we were going out for Valentine's Day.
Oh, nice.
So we dropped Maddie off at home, and then we did that, and we're driving. And then Josh just turned around to me and gone, look, you don't need Kruger third wheeling. That's what I'm here for.
So he's muscling his way in on my spot.
But the thing is, Josh was even considering himself the third wheel between Maddie and I.
How come you two have a stronger relationship than you and Josh?
Does he keep getting jealous of us hanging out?
He wasn't jealous at all. He just thought it was. He thought he was being funny, to be fair. So I've made a decision, Kruger. Next time, I think I'll invite you for drinks.
Oh, okay. And then Maddie will maybe get the invite.
Maybe, if we think about it.
To be fair, I know Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
We sit there and just talk therapy.
Yeah.
Like, we're basically each other's therapists about, like, life problems you would not be interested in.
No, you don't know that.
Yeah, do you really want to? It's almost depressing.
Some of the conversations that have come about.
We're not there dancing.
Oh, well, I'm more for the dancing part, so let me know when that's happening.
I promise, though, next time we are going out on Friday, though.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Which you were fully invited to
straight
without,
away.
Without
I'm on it.
So,
yep.
Yeah.
Fully invited to.
Well, next time we do have random drinks, I think we should send him a message.
It's your fault, Meg.
Why is it my fault?
It's your fault.
How is it my fault?
You're easiest to blame for Maddie.
Yo, no. You initiated.
Yeah.
I'm joking. True. Guys, checking in with Elle in the newsroom next. And then after 6:30, we're talking, have you taken a wild animal in as a pet?
Mm.
Think about that for a second. Details soon.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Kruger. To wake you up. Together. New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter in Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
I was scrolling through my Facebook feed the other day, which is rare because I don't really use Facebook anymore. Anyway, one of our old colleagues here at the radio station, Christina, she used to be in sales here. Great, great chick.
Yeah.
Loved her. She was so loose. She's like an older lady, but like lived a party life, surrounded by gays, all that drama. She was great. Anyway, I noticed she has a new pet. Fantastic. I'm like, oh, that's cute.
Well, we ought to
guess
be
what
here.
It is. A little deer. A wild deer. She lives on a farm, I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Yeah.
Has
right.
wandered onto her property. This is a deer chilling in her lounge room.
Now, you were showing me pictures before, and it's literally just hangs out in her house.
How big is it?
Like tiny.
Oh, so it's tall. See, when I think of deer, I think it's huge.
Nah, maybe like as tall as your knee.
Oh, wow. That's so cute.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it though?
I think it's cute.
Or is it a bit weird?
No, I think it's cute.
It's a wild animal in the house.
Yeah.
Like, what's going on there? Doesn't it? You'd be worried what the deer would get up to.
So what do you feed a deer?
What does deer poo look like? That's what I would be more concerned
with. She might have toilet trained it. Who knows?
Impossible.
You never know.
Have you guys ever... Well, you lived on a farm, Craig.
Yeah.
Have you ever taken on a wild animal as a pet?
Yes.
Which was?
A couple, actually. So once a turtle wandered onto the front deck, and then, like...
A turtle.
Yeah, so I had that as a pet for probably about a month.
Oh, wow.
And then I let it on its way. I don't know. I enjoyed its company, and then
What did you talk about?
Oh, you know, what things are happening around. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Life problems.
What happens when you're an only child? You start probably. Making pets.
Creepo says, I wasn't affected by being an only child.
You had a turtle as a friend.
Another time, actually, in a flood, a large wild yabby walked almost in the front door, and well, I wasn't expecting that.
No.
And I kept that in a tank for like 6 months. Then once ago, let it go.
Should have eaten
Jeez.
It.
Well, I don't know. I'll let him have his freedom.
Can't eat your friends.
No. Exactly right.
No. We had a kookaburra that wasn't essentially a pet, but he used to come over every day to get fed, and if we didn't feed him, he'd fly into the house and sit on the fridge door until we did.
My God.
His name was Fred.
Fred the kookaburra. Good name.
Fred, eh?
He's a beautiful bird. He brought all his family. We could hand feed him, so you put your hand out and he'd gently take the food out
That's
of your hand.
That's cute.
That is really good.
He wasn't nervous of you or suspicious of you.
Hey, up next on the show, 131009, opening up the lines. Have you taken a wild animal in as a pet? Every single person that calls today goes into the draw to win tickets to our exclusive screening of the movie Uncharted tonight.
How good is that?
Event Cinemas Katara. Awesome. 131009 is our number.
The Novos.
Yeah, a colleague of ours, a former colleague, has taken in a wild deer.
Which she named Rudolph, I've just found
out. Like a dog is sitting in a tiny little dog bed in her lounge room.
I love this. Which is so cute.
Yeah, but deers you think cute and, you know, fluffy and Christmas and all that gear. I feel like the reality of owning a wild deer, though, is very different to what
you're
thinking.
Yeah, they're very strong and feel like they'd be a kicky animal.
Surely it's, like, free to go whenever it wants. Like, she's not holding it hostage, right?
I don't know.
Well, if it's in a dog bed, like in the picture that I saw.
It wants to stay there.
Exactly. I remember I had a
friend.
Our friends took in an injured magpie once.
Yeah.
And it, like, lived in their, I don't know, they had a little thing for it to live in for a while. I visited there, almost took my eye out.
Really?
Yep.
Didn't like you.
It's very swoopy at me.
Magpies are very vicious.
I love magpies.
Oh, mate, you're not. Well, you know
you haven't had any.
The thing is, though, when you feed a magpie, they remember. They won't come after you.
You've got glasses on to protect your eyes.
Yeah,
I did not.
This is true. Hey, we got a message on our Instagram, actually. The Novos _ said her mum used to keep crocodiles when they lived in the Northern Territory.
Now that is a wild, wild animal.
A bit extreme.
I've heard of this.
Because you lived in the Northern Territory, yeah?
A lot of people have them. But then they have to... it's a real big problem up there. They get them when they're babies, right?
Right.
And once they obviously start getting big, they've got to, like, release them.
Yeah.
And they're not really, like, ready to go out into the wild.
They're being domesticated to a degree.
Yeah. So
they're used to getting their daily chicken.
Croc, screw that, hey.
No, thank you.
Absolutely not.
All right, let's go to the phones. Gabby, hey.
Morning, guys.
Hey, Gab. Have you taken a wild animal in as a pet?
No, but one of my mates did.
Oh, yeah. Tell us more.
It was one of those cases. This was ages ago when I was a kid, but they basically saw what was like a dead kangaroo on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
There was a baby Joey in the pouch.
That
they didn't really
so
know what
sweet.
To do. They actually took it and they were like, right, we're going to raise this. What they didn't realise is just how much work it is.
Yeah.
It's like they're babies for about 18 months and they have to wear nappies and, you know, it's like a massive job. It was like basically raising a baby for 18 months.
I would say probably harder than raising a baby. Like, imagine changing a nappy on a baby.
Well, you got no instinct for it, so...
They put it like a big hole where the tail goes.
I guess so.
Oh, the kangaroos are sweet. Also quite vicious, though, when they get old.
Yeah, that's something to be aware of. David's up next.
Hey.
How are you?
How is going?
Good, thanks. Have you raised a wild animal in your house, or what happened?
Yes, I have. We used to live in a bit of a bush area.
Yeah.
And I started feeding magpies.
Yeah.
And then we had one that used to come up, and he sat on the table, and I'd go to feed him some meat or whatever, and I'd say, tar, tar, and I wouldn't give it to him, and I'd pull it away, and after a while, he used to say, tar.
Oh!
But then you'd get up in the morning, and you'd have this big screen door, and all you'd hear is, tar, tar, tar.
Oh. Started demanding it. Oh, what a sweetheart.
If we sat outside having a barbecue, he'd sit on my shoulder, and I'd eat whatever, and I'd sort of turn and poke my tongue out with a bit of food on it, and he'd take it off.
Oh, David, that's disgusting.
Oh, I love this.
David.
That's so cute.
He was fantastic. He'd sit on the table and he'd walk to everybody's plate and ask, he'd sort of say, ta.
How annoying.
Did you name him?
Hey?
Did you name him?
Tar.
You named him Tar. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute. It's
David was living out his very own Lady in the Tramp moment.
Oh, I love this, David.
I don't give that much food away, mate.
You're not a sharer.
Not a whole piece of spaghetti. Come on.
I chewed up a bit of meat and no worries, but get away from my spaghetti.
No carbs. No carbs for Tar.
I'll only share it if I've chewed it first.
That's so cute.
Thanks, David. Perfect story. Meg, see, you think that's cute.
I think it's disgusting. Adorable.
This shows the true, like, view that you guys have on birds.
How annoying is that? Tar. It's like your bird. Yeah. Asshole.
See, she'll sit there and scream for about 20 minutes until she gets a grape.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Really.
And then she still calls you an asshole after the grape.
Well, Josh is the one who has to give it to her because I'm not allowed to.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? What's on the way?
Sarah Jessica Parker opening up about And Just Like That.
Thanks, Jackson.
Yes, you're welcome. Also, too, Whoopi Goldberg is back on The View. I'm going to play you her return to the couch speech after this.
The Novos.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, producer Jackson's here with What's the Goss, and you've got a bit of info on that old, what's that old show, Sex in the City.
Yes, I thought you were going to say old lady. I was going to say Sarah Jessica Parker's not that old, is she?
No.
Oh. How old is she, by the way?
50-something?
I think.
54. Wow, it's weird to look at celebrities now that are 54 compared to, like, the Betty White days of 54.
Yeah.
Mm. Just a quick side note. The hair does wonders, right?
It does.
Yes.
And anyway, the outfits.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker's opened up about Kim Cattrall's character and how they handled it on Watch What Happens Live.
Samantha is not gone. The actress that played the role is no longer playing that role, but people aren't absent from your life when you don't want them to be, you know? It mimicked many friendships that, you know, challenge each other and struggle and want to remain connected in a way because it's too painful.
She's really taking the high road with this one, right?
I think so. Because all Kim Cattrall has done is just slam it the entire time.
Trash
and she's like,
talk.
You know what? Nah.
Kudos to Sarah Jessica Parker for not getting out because I would slam
but
her.
But she's also come out and said she's not welcome for the second season.
I think that's fair, though. Do you know what I mean? It's not going too far. It's sort of like paying respect to the character and what she did in the past, but saying, look, probably not any further. She also opened up about the criticism that she got for not saving Big.
Not calling 911.
Yeah, okay, well, apparently she did.
Yeah.
So in my head, she struggled through this moment and tried to get him to be responsive.
Right.
And then she came to her senses.
And called.
I'm going to say after about 2 to 3 seconds.
Okay.
Right?
So yes.
Kaboom.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then, of course, she called 911 and got all the help she needed from professionals.
Yes.
Fortunately,
they weren't able to.
Yes.
Doesn't that just sound like the woman that goes, push my husband in the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Told the cups he fell.
Look, just putting it out there, she says 2 to 3 seconds. There was a good minute and a half of her coddling him to try and get him to...
Under the shower water.
Yeah.
Like, turn off the shower.
Save water. We're in a drought.
Yeah. Moving on. Whoopi Goldberg, of course. You know that she caused a stir on The View over her comments about the Holocaust. Well, she is back, and this is what she had to say on her return to the desk.
I listened to everything everybody had to say, and I was very grateful, and I hope it keeps all the important conversations happening, because we're going to keep having tough conversations.
Yeah.
And in part, because this is what we've been hired to do. And it's not always pretty, as I said, and it's not always as other people would like to hear, but it is an honor to sit at this table and be able to have these conversations because they're important.
I'm going to clap her on that one because, you know what, sometimes cancel culture doesn't let people learn and grow and we can move on. So I'm glad to see her back. I'm glad the conversation's going to be happening. And you know what? People learn from this stuff.
Do you know what Whoopi needs to stop doing? And I think this might have something to do with it. Smoking weed before she goes on to The View live on television every day.
Are you saying she's the East Coast Snoop Dogg?
She says she smokes weed. And she said openly in the past.
I would never have picked that.
Whoopi?
Yeah.
As if she's not sucking down a big blunt.
I thought she was just eccentric. But wow. Oh, kudos to her. Good on Whoopi.
I think it's filmed in LA. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's filmed
legal,
in LA.
Yeah.
So it's legal there.
I thought it was a New York show. That's my bad.
It's so fascinating.
So it's not legal in New York, is it? It might be.
The rules around it are weird. Yeah. I know they do have like the weed gummy vans and stuff like that, but
weed gummies.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that'd be unfortunate.
I don't know the rules. I know it's flying high in California, though.
Yeah,
it certainly is. The Novos.
To wake you up.
I used copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
Still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Love It or Loathe It is coming up next here on the show. Getting Crevo and Meg's thoughts on today's daily topics. Guys, Macca's has a brand new menu item you are going to absolutely froth over.
Oh, this is exciting because sometimes when they drop stuff, it's left of field.
Yeah, and absolutely not is. That good half the time. I'm not going to lie.
All right, we'll talk more next up.
The Novos. UFM. Love It or Loathe It. Loathe It.
All right, we scour the internet, talk about our lives, get today's thoughts from Meg and Crevo on the topic of the day, which is, guys, McDonald's apple pies. Love it or loathe it?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Love it.
No, not for
love
me.
Love it. Crispy. As long as it's hot. The last thing you want is a cold Macca's hot apple pie.
No, I'll take that as well. So you loathe it, Crevo.
Yeah, that's not a pie. Like, it's a round tube of applesauce.
Deliciousness is what I believe you're meaning
to
say.
No, I've got my assessment exactly right.
I feel like I can turn you around on this because coming up this Thursday, Macca's have announced they've dropped for one day only 2 special menu items.
For one day?
For one day.
Oh, that's a bit disappointing.
Well, this is what they do, you see.
They tease you,
and then you'll go back the next time they do it. They are releasing a special edition creme brulee pie.
Ooh, now I do like creme brulee. Thursday,
which sounds absolutely delicious. So the pie will replace the Macca's classic apple pie filling with not one, but 2 flavors. So the custard and caramel combined together in Macca's pie sweet goodness. It's going to be so good. I'm excited.
I'm very keen
for this. They're also doing a McFlurry version of it as well.
Oh, good.
The soft serve with that golden, crunchy, oozing pie throughout.
And all the caramel sauce, I assume.
Now, this might surprise you, but there's an area, there is a time I have enjoyed a Macca's apple pie. And that's when it was, for a short time, in a McFlurry.
Oh, because they have had a custard pie before.
I don't know about that. But they had it in a McFlurry, and that was actually good because the texture of the crust, I guess you would call it, which is deep-fried, weirdly.
Yeah.
But it worked in the McFlurry. As a solo item, Not for me. That's not a pie crust. Why is it deep fried?
Oh, you're so picky.
Don't call it a pie then.
This TikToker in Sydney, who's a Big Macca's fan, was given early access to taste said menu items. Exclusive. Embargoed until Thursday.
Oh, not embargoed. Right,
what you're saying is...
Number one tip, yeah.
On Thursday morning, we're getting like Uber Eats delivered here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm up for that, 100%.
To test it out first.
I won't eat for a week to eat these. He said, this guy, this TikToker, reviewed the items and he goes, oh, don't eat them too fast because you'll burn your tongue and it'll be not enjoyable.
That's true.
So that's something I would do because it's just so delicious.
Well, it's one of the hottest things on the planet. It goes lava, Macca's apple pie.
I don't really like to do Macca's stories on this show because they no longer sponsor our show.
That's right.
But
I love KFC more than Macca's, but look.
And let that be known.
It's like going back to an ex and, you know, having a one-night stand with them. You know, sometimes it happens.
That's
sometimes
right.
You've got to do it.
And it can be good, but mostly you don't want to. No.
It's mostly good when you do.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, I haven't tasted this flavor for a while. And in this case, it's a
lovely custard, isn't it?
Creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, we'll get some on Thursday delivered, hey?
Let's do it.
I like that. Up next, we are talking to Ella from Married at First Sight. Obviously, it's intimacy week at the moment. She's having a bit of trouble with Mitch. They were really hot for the first, like, week or two, and they've fizzled, and intimacy week should have brought them closer together. Unfortunately not. We'll get all the details from her next. The Novos.
Maths is back, continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 9. LA is here, guys.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready? You kidding? I was born ready.
Yeah, the couples have been getting very, very close this week with Intimacy Week. And Ella and Mitch, they've been very hot together from the get-go. But yesterday, or on last night's show, in fact, Mitch didn't really want to contribute to Intimacy Week. This is what went down.
So they had like a challenge where they had to make out for 5 minutes, yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Let's roll the audio.
I refuse. Not for 5 minutes. I think that's just stupid. You got to agree with me there. Come on. I think this task... it's pointless. We shouldn't even be doing it.
Bit brutal. We've got Ella on the phone. Hello, how are you?
Hi, guys. Good morning. I'm good.
Good. How was that for you? Him just saying, nah, I don't want to do this. I don't want to participate.
Yeah, look, Mitchell did really struggle, like, with the cameras.
Yeah.
You know, that whole side of the experience.
Yeah.
You know, I was, definitely a little bit more willing and open to participate. So I could understand, you know, where he was coming from. I mean, you know, for all of us, it was quite a uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
It was a little bit hard for me to hear at the time. I was sort of like, you know, maybe this is just you, like something.
So it wasn't like he had a sinus issue or something and worried about running out of air, was it?
No sinus issues. I think he just, a bit more like camera
shy.
Yeah, camera shy.
Yeah. Do you think you got the most out of Intimacy Week apart from that?
Yeah, I think we did. Like, you know, obviously there's quite a lot that doesn't get aired.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Intimacy Week, it was great. You know, we also got the box of goodies from Alessandra and we got to have fun with all that sort of stuff. But, you know, they do fast track these things. It's you know, awkward, uncomfortable conversations you probably don't have for, like, at least a year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ella, there's people that have come out today, obviously off the back of last night's episode, and said, well, look, he's refusing to kiss you on national television, which, look, it is a bit unnatural. Like, I think we can all agree with that statement. But a lot of people saying, you know, he's doing, like, naked handstands on TV in the bathroom only a few episodes ago. So I guess there is a bit of a contradiction there. Like, why would he do that but not make out with you? And I think there's an element of, like, it kind of embarrasses you a little bit. I think you've handled it pretty well, though.
Yeah, look, I think, you know, the naked handstands, and he's such a playful guy, obviously. You can tell that. Like, he really is quite playful. But I think when it comes to more of the real, you know, serious connecting side of things, that's where he does struggle, and he does, you know, talk about what makes him anxious with John, you know, talking about his feelings and emotions. So, I think when it came to the real stuff, that's when it would be a bit uncomfortable for him.
I think you guys are a cute couple, though. Like, you guys look good. You have chemistry. I think that's quite evident. Question, though. Yeah. Every maths interview we've done so far, it's with the two of you. Where's Mitch?
Yeah, so Mitch is actually, I think he's got some work that he's doing this morning.
Right.
So I hope that that's okay.
I was like, still together? You're fine. That was so good. Hey, good luck with everything. I hope you guys
thank
have had
so
fun. Thanks for coming on the show, Ella. She's fun. I like her.
Yeah, very good. I think, what do you guys reckon in terms of the chances of them sticking together?
Pretty good. The chemistry's there, 100%.
Out of 10? Like a 7?
7.5.
7.5? What do you reckon, Maddie?
6.
6.
Okay. I think what'll happen, right, they've like loved really quickly. Yeah. Like they've fallen for each other really fast. But I think, you know, in relationships, when you have that intense feelings, so like March at the start, I feel like it fizzles out eventually.
Yeah.
It becomes a little bit toxic.
Interesting. Well, hey, time will tell.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creamo. To wake you up. Together, New FM, The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
On a normal first date, you might go have a bite to eat or a drink or something.
Go to a movie.
Maybe a coffee. Things change dramatically for this first date, though, where this guy basically went out with this girl. Suddenly, she's in labour, about to give birth. He joins. They go off to the hospital, and he's there for the entire show.
Happily ever after.
Isn't this the most incredible first date / unexpected / crazy / pretty uncomfortable?
Isn't that fascinating? Like that, not many people can say they've seen something come out before they see something go in.
Well, that's so true.
So she was 8 months pregnant too, so she wasn't expecting to go into labour at this
point. Of course not. You're not going to go on a first date when you're expecting to go into labour that day.
I love that this guy was going on a first date with an 8-month-old pregnant woman. I love that.
So I was reading into this, actually. He's still around. They're thinking of moving in together. What a sweetheart.
Isn't that an incredible story?
Like, if childbirth on a first date is not going to scare you off...
Nothing will.
Nothing will. They must be really into each other.
And also the girl would be thinking, this guy's a keeper if he stuck around for that.
Well, on the TikTok video, she keeps getting responses. Does he have a brother?
It's almost like the life shuffle version of the steps in a relationship.
Yeah.
It's like baby together first, then the second date, then maybe moving in together. Like, it's all just jumbled up.
And they still haven't slept in the same bed, which is weird.
That's an extreme
good on them,
example.
Though.
Yeah, that's
like, that's
great.
Really cool that they can, you know, move past her having a baby.
Exactly. So with that story in mind, this is what we want to do. On 13:10:09, have you had a first date disaster? Did things go totally wrong? You're expecting a coffee and something terribly, you know, wrong happened or totally unexpected. We'd love to hear your stories.
The Novos.
We are after your first date disasters.
Yeah, unbelievable story where this couple went on a first date. Suddenly they're at the hospital and this first date is giving birth to a baby. He stuck around. They're still together.
Moving in together.
It's just amazing.
I'm imagining, right, and I know that I'm never probably going to be in this scenario. I'm guessing it's very confronting in the birthing suite.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I've seen the videos.
Have you ever been in the room?
No.
No.
Neither have I.
But I'm like, hats off to this guy.
Yeah, for sticking around.
For someone you barely know.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
I barely know. You've met this person once.
Well, that day.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
But you know what? When you meet your soulmate, you just know.
I guess
body
so.
Body is a wonderland.
So, yeah, we're after first date disasters, you know, crazy situations that have had on first dates, etc.
Yeah, so we put this up on our Instagram yesterday and we had a comment. I took a date to Luna Park. We went on some rides. I got motion sick and tried to walk it off. Still felt so sick, so tried driving home before throwing up. Failed terribly and threw up all over myself about two streets from his place.
Oh, that is awkward. Oh,
in case you're interested, there was no further date.
Adam says on the Novos underscore on Insta, turning up to pick up my date to go for tea and a movie, the mother's first words to me were, "Are you Catholic?" We were married 20 years and didn't speak to her for 18 of that.
Oh, jeez. My God.
Religion and relationships never works.
In harmony, except in every single way. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to Katie. Hello, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. First date experiences, what have you got for us?
So this isn't my story, and they don't live in this state, so I feel like they're a little protected.
Good.
Well, they are very good at using protection. So they were talking over COVID, my mate and this girl, and finally they got to meet up after the lockdowns and everything, and it was going really, really, really well until they had to go to the hospital because said protection got stuck.
The raincoat fell off.
Yes.
Oh,
stuck.
Yeah.
Oh,
fell down the drain.
So she's fell inside someone.
Yeah, the drain.
And
yeah.
Yes. Yep. And they had to go to the hospital, get that all sorted. She's fine. He was ghosted by her, but he ended up with the nickname Slippery. So.
Because sometimes the raincoat just slips right off
when the rain is really heavy.
Mm.
I can kind of understand her ghosting because she'd be so embarrassed.
Well, apparently she didn't appear to be that embarrassed. He thought, oh, yeah, well, okay, that was interesting. Funny story later, probably not for the grandkids. But, yeah, she just ghosted him and he was devastated.
Do you know what?
That's not good.
A really handy items to have around? Kitchen tongs. Don't you reckon?
Well, like, you know, I'm getting in for Christmas now. That's hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about that.
You just tong it out.
Thanks, Katie.
That's not medical advice,
I don't know
by
why.
The
way. Well, doctors just have medical versions of kitchen utensils.
I think it's a bit different somehow.
Yeah. It might be shaped differently. Who knows?
I should know.
No.
I'm a doctor.
Are you?
Hey, everybody.
I didn't know your first name was Nick.
Well, that was an interesting story, wasn't it? Wow. Jeez.
I don't know. What's worse?
The birthing story or that story?
Well, they both end up in hospital, you know?
Very different things.
Well, one ended up with more of a happy ending. No one got ghosted.
Well, that's true. I'm still having neither of those, thank you, as a first date.
All right, Smash for Cash is up next. We have $1,000 up for grabs. All you got to do is work out what we have. Smash sounds a bit like this. So, a couple of clues. You might find this in Grandma's pantry. It doesn't have a power cord. It is food-related. And you can put ingredients in this if you think you know what it is. Play Smash for Cash next.
The Novos. The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it too, sir.
Yeah, let's start your Wednesday off the right way with $1,000. All you got to do is tell us what we have smashed with a hammer. Lots of clues out there. It's food related. You might find it in Grandma's pantry. It doesn't have a power cord. And you can put ingredients in this. Can we hear it one more time?
Absolutely. Here it is.
That's for free.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones, hey?
Yeah, Robert from Bishop's Bridge. He's into earth moving and ground maintenance as a job. He's a father to a 5-year-old son. Snails and mothballs are the strangest thing he has ever eaten. Robert, I can honestly say I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I was a bit of a devil when I was a kid.
What do mothballs taste like?
Oh, I don't know. I was too young. I ended up having my stomach pumped 3 times before I was 3.
Eating what? Mothballs.
Yeah.
You just couldn't keep your mitts off them.
You left it on the ground, I ate it.
Was the snails also that time, or was that a fancy French restaurant situation?
That was when I was young, used to eat them out of the garden.
Why go to a fancy French restaurant when they're on the ground? Come on. Robert's got the right idea.
One's cooked in a delicious garlic sauce, Meg, and the other one is disgusting.
Hey, Robert, let's give you this money, man. We want to send this to your bank account today. What do you think the sound is?
I think it's the spice rack Grandma used to have hanging up in the pantry.
The spice rack is...
incorrect. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Robert.
Man, no good. Better luck
next
time.
We will add that to the list then. UFM.com.au for all of the incorrect guesses.
We haven't had that one.
Nope.
No, so we'll
and
add that.
It fits with all the clues too.
It does.
It does indeed.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Creebo. To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what?
No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. UFM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle. And the mics are on.
Hey, up next, we are playing Celeb or Pleb. Now, how this works, if you haven't heard it before, producer Jackson every single week finds an anonymous person. They wait on the phone. We chat to them. No idea who they are.
Yeah.
We ask them a bunch of questions, listen into their voice, see if we can recognize it, and decide whether or not they are, in fact, a celebrity or a regular person / pleb. Now,
can we say plebrity?
The what?
Plebrity. Is that a word?
A plebrity.
Can we make plebrity a word?
Well, that's kind of counterproductive.
Celebrity or plebrity?
Well, they become famous when they come on our
maybe.
Show.
What I love about this, though, it could be like a famous actress or a singer, or it could be just some guy that works at Big W.
Yeah.
You never know.
Interesting. Someone's on the phone now. Jackson. Do you have any clues for us today?
No, I'm not going to give you any clues because I feel like that might just give it away.
Okay.
You know?
All right, well, they're on the phone now. We'll meet Anonymous next.
The Novos.
Celeb or pleb right now, guys. As I just said before, we have a person, Anonymous, lined up here on the phone. We're going to chat to them now and try and figure out who they are. Now, having a look at the leaderboard here, Meg and Crevo, you've guessed correctly 2 times each, me just once. So I'm behind here. Can we do it again? Let's find out. Anonymous, good morning. How this is going to work, Anonymous, is we're going to ask you a bunch of questions, just have a chat, and at the end, we'll guess if you are a celebrity or a regular person, brackets pleb. Here we go.
Okay.
Question number one for you, Anonymous. Do you use a keep cup for your coffee or just get your regular takeaway cups?
I use a keep cup.
Oh, what colour keep cup?
It's like a turquoise colour.
Okay.
Have you had that one for a while or?
It's actually pretty brand new, this one. It's a Yeti and I received it about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you received it, so I'm thinking didn't buy it yourself.
It feels a bit like an influencer type vibe.
All right.
Next question. What brand of perfume or cologne do you wear?
I wear a few different ones, but I wear one called Amour from Chemist Warehouse.
Okay.
It's my favourite.
Amour from Chemist Warehouse.
It's cheaper at Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah, it is, but they do still have designer gear. Some celebs are stingy.
Yeah.
Also, some celebs get Chemist Warehouse sponsorship. I'm just putting that out there as well.
Okay.
They like to spend.
All right. Another question. How many rings do you normally wear?
During the day when I'm working, I wear none. And when I'm going out, I wear about 3 or 4.
Okay.
See, I'm coming at this from, I feel like, every week, thinking they are a celeb.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're an actress, for example, and you're playing a character on a TV show, you have to take your rings off.
That's
but you
true.
Could just work in processing.
Well, a lot of tradies have to remove their rings as well.
All right. Another question coming at you, Anonymous. Do you know what thread count your sheets are?
Oh, no. I don't.
Like, when was the last time you bought new sheets?
Oh, look, I love new sheets. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit of a Manchester girl. I like to buy new sheets. I'm a frequent shopper at Adairs, but I couldn't tell you what count they are.
Okay, you just look at it and you go, is it by pattern you choose? Or?
Yeah, it's more a visual thing than anything else.
Okay.
All right.
One more question?
Yeah, one more. All right,
go for it.
Has anyone ever slept over on your sofa?
Yeah.
Yeah? Sure. So have you got like a pull-out sofa bed or something like that, or just on the lounge?
Oh, just on the couch. Hasn't everybody had someone sleep over on
their
bed?
Yeah. Oh, well, do you have any spare bedrooms at your place?
I do, yeah.
You do. So, like, you have to have a lot of people over to banish somebody to the couch. Okay, I think I've got this.
Yep.
I have said, I think, celeb 2 weeks in a row. Third week, I'm going for the hat trick. I'm locking in celeb.
I think also celebrity.
I'm going to say pleb.
Oh.
Please reveal yourself. Are you a celeb or are you a pleb?
Well, I think sometimes I can be both, but I guess you could call me a celeb.
Oh, yes!
Maybe about a Z grade, but I'm still there.
All right, reveal your name.
It's Kate DeRouge from Australian Idol.
My God!
No way, Kate.
Yes.
How are you, doll?
I'm good, babe. How are you?
Good.
I
actually was telling the guys, I don't know if you remember or if our producer Jackson.
Many moons.
Yeah, I interviewed you at Stonewall for OX Live. That was like at the beginning of my reign.
I do remember. It was at the beginning of everybody, but yeah, it was many, many moons ago.
Oh, how
this
fun.
This is the best. Oh, my God.
I can't believe you're here because you've become like part of the folklore of the show because Maddie brings up this interview every couple of months
because
we talk about it.
It sounded so different at the time. Kate, what's going on with you at the moment?
You know what? I am just living my best life, really. During the day, I actually work in construction and I love it. I operate heavy machinery and build stuff and do all that. And then on weekends and at night, I'm off doing gigs and shows and I am just, life is really, really good.
I really love that you've continued to keep music a part of your life.
It's so good.
Yeah, well, music, I think, it's no secret. Life got a bit crazy there for me for a while.
Yeah.
And I sort of found my feet again and got myself back on track. I thought I was done with it, but then I realised that I bloody love it, what I mean? And it feeds my soul. So, COVID kind of slowed that down a little bit. I've just been out doing gigs. I've got some really cool gigs in Sydney this weekend. And, life is just good.
That's amazing.
Oh, so good to hear.
Where are you playing in Sydney on the weekend? We'll plug it.
Bless your hearts. I'm doing at the State Theatre, Fleetwood Mac with a 30-piece orchestra. It's myself and Tanya Doko and Mark Williams and Jess and Matt. And
it's awesome.
It's a sensational show.
Good job, Kate. You sound so well and happy and centred. Thank you so much.
No, thank you for having me, guys. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks.
See you, doll.
Take it easy, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Oh, she's so sweet.
That was such a treat. Well done, Jackson.
Amazing. Did you see that up? Did you just message her?
Yeah, I just hit her up on Facebook. Now we're friends. We message back and forth. Very interesting world that we live in.
Isn't it? What? Jackson, while we got you here, what's the gossip next? What's on the way?
Yeah, I feel like all I do is talk about Nick Cannon at the moment. Like, never spoke about him before. Now he's just in the news. He's got a new song out, very interesting. I'm going to play it for you, get your thoughts. Yes. Let's chat about the Super Bowl because Dr. Dre has given us a few more details about the show and what the NFL expected from him.
Okay.
This will be good because a lot of talk about this show.
Yeah, a lot.
The Novos. Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I got to testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Producer Jackson's here. I believe you've got a new music story for us.
So it's Nick Cannon this time around. Now, this is really surprising to me because he is fresh off the back of announcing baby number 8. So
that's right. How does he have time?
Yeah, you'd think he'd be a bit busy, but you'd also think he wouldn't be trying to win Mariah Carey back. So this is his new song, and it's all to win Mariah back. It's confessing his deep love for her still. It's called Alone. And 8 years later, after they've broken up, he wants to get back in a relationship with her.
Is she single?
I think she's got a man. I think.
Oh, well, she was rolling around with James Packer for a while.
Yeah.
That song's not the worst I've ever heard.
No.
It's not bad, but it's just very interesting. Like, I feel like if you're having an eighth child that you might have a missus already.
Do you think he maybe wants to have another kid with her?
Moving on to the next one.
Apparently he's paying her $10,000 a week still.
Paying Mariah?
She doesn't need it. Yeah. I love
that. That was the first thing everyone thought of. She doesn't need it.
I do love it, though, when a lot of people, when she was dating James Packer, and they said, oh, he's only dating her for her money.
Ridiculous.
Like, hang on a minute.
Yeah, because he's about to sell out of that casino joint.
$3.2 billion he's meant to make out of that.
I'm kind of glad that he does pay child support in a way. Because I honestly do think, I know there's a lot of chit-chat about this.
Mm.
If you abandon your kids or you're not with them, you should support them.
Absolutely.
There's so many deadbeat dads out there that just don't pay for their own children.
Yeah.
My father was one. Never paid a cent for us.
Mm.
So, you hear these stories. Good on Nick. At least he's given her something.
This is off his upcoming mixtape. It's an R&B mixtape. It's called The Explicit Tape.
He's
going to really cry his soul out on these records.
He's a bit whiny, though, isn't he?
So, is it going to be like the R&B Adele at this rate?
Yeah. Sounds like it.
He probably needs to sell as many records as Adele to pay for all his kids.
And cancel a Vegas residency. Yeah, he needs to take up a weekend shift.
West Coast, make some noise!
Oh, my God. Have you watched the halftime show yet, Crevo?
No.
Oh, my Lord. What are you doing, my man?
I still haven't watched it.
This makes me so happy. Like, I'm not super into this sort of rap scene.
Yeah.
But seeing Dr. Dre, like, call out Snoop and Snoop just being high as a card on stage, living his
amazing.
Best life, it's a bit of fun. Anyway, of course, Eminem took a knee in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And everyone was like, what's going on? Because apparently the NFL said absolutely not. Do not do it. Do not make a statement.
Don't tell Eminem what to do.
Dr. Dre's come out and said there's no beef between him and the NFL. No one's going to get fined yet because the NFL only made a few minor changes to the show, and that was not one of them. No one knew that Eminem was going to do that. And it was off his own accord, off his own back, and the NFL don't care. So all of that speculation of people going, oh, you know,
he's
going
to get a fine.
But good on Eminem for doing that and, like, making a stand.
Absolutely.
I was reading Dr. Dre spent, like, upwards of $5 million on this. I know The Weeknd last year spent $7 million of his own money.
Mm.
So they don't get paid for this at all. They've got to pay to be there.
I think they get a dollar or something.
People at the stadium, though, are complaining about the show. I don't know if you've seen the videos from on the actual stadium grounds, but you can't hear anything because, of course, everything's for TV, so they don't want to. But, like, the sets were purely for TV only. So it wasn't like that big stage extravaganza that you see from, like, Gaga or Katy Perry. Interesting, though, Katy Perry still beat them in the ratings.
Really?
The halftime show, yeah, they couldn't knock her off the top spot.
Katy Perry's was great, though.
Yeah.
It was very good.
The Sharks.
That's right. The left shark. Was it the right shark? I can't remember.
They were sharks, weren't they?
Were
not
sharks.
Dolphins. Yeah,
no, there was one going the wrong way.
And that tiger she rode in on Raw, that big tiger.
Yeah.
At the start, epic.
I don't know. Eminem stole the show for me for this one, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see Britney Spears come out on Instagram overnight praising Eminem?
Oh, really?
Apparently, when she was younger, he was her entire life. She loved him. She goes, it took me back to when I was 17.
Wow. Yeah.
Even though he used to dig at her.
Yeah.
I think, though, like, Eminem's come back, though. Like, as I said yesterday, I think that he's done, like, this full 180, 360. I don't know. I don't know what my degrees. What am I doing?
180.
An 180. And he's kind of like the papa of music now, don't you reckon? Like, couldn't you just imagine him calling Britney Spears to, like, give her a bit of a therapy session on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, his daughter's like 25 or something now, Hayley.
Yeah.
She's a psychologist.
I'm going to say this too. Eminem's looking hot.
Oh, yeah. Looks great. Look. He is matured
well.
Yeah,
the beard on him, I'm feeling.
Well, yeah, because you like some beards, don't you?
Beards for me are a bit weird.
There's something about that man and a hoodie.
The original
hoodie.
Just finally, too, just speaking about Mary J. Blige, you can hear here. Everybody's editing her dancing into TikToks on a green screen and saying, oh, look, it's my mum's friend at the local karaoke.
poor Mary Jane. I loved her.
She was great.
Yeah.
Not a great dancer, but great.
She is a great singer.
You know.
Oh, look, it was good all round. Thank you, Jackson.
We'll get around to watching it eventually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
8:31, news time next at New FM, and Smash for Cash is back before 9.
Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up. New FM, the Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
105 minutes commercial-free music. It's Newcastle's. Newcastle's. Only block of ad-free music. Kicking off after 9.
Shawnee Mendes.
We have asked, can we get Shawnee Mendes first level play?
Yes.
Do you reckon he's available?
Well, he's got a lot of time now that he's not contracted to Camila Cabello.
That's right. That contract ran out, so now he's
so
time.
Maybe he's free to talk. I'll have a look. One Republic.
Beautiful.
And Sunshine. I've got a marshmallow as well.
I was obsessed with this.
Yeah?
Like, multiple times a day.
Really?
Marshmallow in general.
This just doesn't strike me as your vibe.
Oh, I
great
loved it.
Great song. But
Churches? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
So good.
Yeah.
Really?
Meg's just in the zone.
I love this song. Leave me alone.
You got a lot of music. You got a lot of music passion.
Yeah.
Don't fight
it. Can't help it. Can't help it. Hey, after Valentine's Day, a lot of people were thinking, oh, tired of being alone. Jumped on the dating apps. Maddie, how many dating apps are you on, out of curiosity?
Two.
Two? That's not that bad.
Yeah, that's all right.
Could have been worse. But the thing is, a lot of people might need to refresh their dating profiles. Maybe it's been the same for a couple of years, if you've been single for a couple of years. I've got a list of things you can do to refresh your dating profile if you want to get back out on the dating scene.
See, Meg, you're actually quite the expert. Because you,
yeah.
How many dates did you go on off a dating profile?
Oh, plenty. I met my fiancé on Tinder.
There you
so
go.
I know
so
what I'm talking about.
It's almost like a Tinder renovation.
If you will, yeah.
Bung a new kitchen in there. Service the bathroom.
Yes,
away
exactly.
You go.
Exactly. Going to give you the tips on how to refresh your dating profile next.
Clean the pipes.
Mm.
Get them well flushed out.
Got to get them flushed out before.
Absolutely.
Very important stuff.
The Novos.
If you've been on the dating apps for a while, like Bumble, Tinder, Hinge, all that kind of stuff, and you're not getting a date, maybe it's not you. Maybe it's your actual profile that needs to, like a little bit of a refresh. Because I remember mine, when I was on Tinder, I didn't change mine for like 2 years. Finally got a date out of it.
But so what you're saying is you wish you got this advice earlier on.
If I knew to change my dating profile up a little bit, I might have got more dates out of it.
Okay,
so
this is good.
One thing apparently that you can do now, and I couldn't do this back in the day, you can use the voice feature so people can hear what you sound like, because people are attracted to voices.
Okay, let me tell you, as the only single person on the team here, you can do that on, I think it's Hinge. It's so awkward.
Yeah.
And people put the cringiest voice memos up. So, for example, it might be like, the key to my heart is, and then there'll be a voice memo attached. And then you hear some awkward voice memo that they've recorded on their iPhone in their car.
Yeah, the key to my heart is to watch movies on the couch all day, followed by a foot rub. It's like, ugh. I don't want to hear your
question.
Voice,
like. If the guy was average looking, but he had a sexy voice.
Doesn't matter.
No?
It ruins it.
I guess.
Okay.
But it's more so the cringe. Like, it's just.
So well, you wouldn't put a voice on your profile?
I read your cheesiness here.
Yeah.
Like, we don't need to hear it as well.
Well, according to Maddie, that's not what
don't
you do.
Do that.
Don't add that to your profile. The next one is to add your organ donor status, which I thought was a little bit strange, but it proves that you are like a giving person, a very heartfelt kind of person.
Willing to give your organ.
So, you know how that story came out the other day about China infiltrating Tinder to influence our elections?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And we all have heard the rumours about what goes on with organs in China.
Mm.
The black market.
Yeah.
What organs do you have available?
What are you willing to part with?
Would you like to go on a date?
To China?
Well, so you can do that if you would like to improve your Tinder profile or your Hinge profile. The next one is, I found this very intriguing because I was anti this. Add an extra person to the main photo. that's on your profile, because you have that thing of who is this person. So instead of going swipe, no, not good looking, blah, 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 you have to actively go into the profile to find out which person it is.
Now, Maddie, if you're on there and you see, like, a few people on the main profile photo, is that intriguing for you? Like, do you then click, oh, is it that guy? I hope it's that guy.
Yeah, in a way.
So it does work.
It's like a big old juicy prawn plopped into the ocean on the end of a fishing line. You think it's the other one. It never is the one you want.
But it gets you looking at the profile. And even if they're not the best looking, you look at the profile. If they're a bit funny, you might consider swiping.
There you go. Oh, there's a bit of that sort of goes against what you might think is the way to do it.
Before I go and embarrass myself, I have a picture? Okay, there's a picture of me with somebody in one of my photos.
What photos have you got on yours, out of curiosity?
It's like the fourth one down.
Can I look at your dating profile?
Yes.
This is going to be great. There you go. Okay. What kind of photos? That's sweet. Cute photos.
Okay, describe them, because this is an audio medium.
Okay, so one with sunglasses is your main photo, which I find a bit weird. You're wearing a flanno, not great, because I don't like flannos. Next one, bit of a like a nightlife.
It's Carson Kresley over here.
Like a nightlife kind of photo, so that proves you're social. That's really, really cool. The next one is with, who is that?
That's my friend John.
That's your friend John.
Sydney,
yeah. Okay. That's cute. Show's fun because you're
what
smiling.
Are they doing, the two of them?
Neck in champagne.
Yeah. You're not, though, are you? You've got an espresso martini.
Oh, do I? Oh, espresso. Neck in espressos.
And then there's a couple of just, like, normal shots, like face shots, like selfies.
That's good.
Cute. Good selection of photos.
Do you think that I look different to the photos?
No.
I think that's an accurate depiction.
That's an accurate
depiction.
Your about me is very minimal, though.
Yeah, because I'm
always
not about
words.
Always
down to meet new people, say hey, and let's grab a drink.
Mm-hmm. It's to the
very
point.
Very basic.
What do you want? I hate when people put all the bloody dictionary length bios.
What they got up to when they were 10 years old.
Like, there's nothing left to talk about when.
That's true.
Well, maybe you need to add your organ donor status. You've got the extra person in one of your photos. You're not using the voice feature. The next one is get a bit weird with clever one-liners to draw people in.
Ah, now, if you see a clever pickup line on there, Maddie, does that draw you in or do you get turned off by that?
No, look.
It intrigued me back in the day.
Yeah.
It did.
I'm kind of... It does...
A little bit?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe we need to come up with a really good one-liner for yours.
That's something we can work on.
Can we rejig yours?
No.
Yeah? I think we should.
Absolutely not. Jackson's tried.
Oh.
It didn't work?
Well, he wanted to take control of it, actually.
Oh, that's right. Well, can we have that? Can we do that
can
still?
Can we have that kind of power? That'd be great.
I still want Jackson to take control of it.
Do you know I have very little power left in my life? I've got to keep some things, you know?
Control over your Tinder profile.
All I'm going to say, I'm a successful Tinder, like, escapee, if you will. Like, I met Josh on Tinder.
Found the love of your life
found
on
the
there.
Love of my life on Tinder.
I would prefer to meet somebody in a bar. Or out, like, organically. I'm a bit like that.
Yeah,
like, I have it, but it's only really just to browse. Like,
see what's out there.
See what's available.
Mm.
Mm. Yeah.
See what people's organ donor status is.
Well, there you go. There's a couple of options for you to rejig your dating profile if you do need it, if you are looking for the love of your life.
There we go. From dating and stuff like that, let's go over to Smashing. Smash for Cash is up next. Your chance at $1,000.
Sounds like this.
Interesting smash.
If you think you know what that is, 13-10-09. Clues so far. No power cord, food related, ingredients go in it, and you could find it in Grandma's pantry.
Okay, we'll do it next. Gail, forget you. The ABC song at New FM. Welcome to Wednesday. If you could only find out what we were just talking about off air. Can we say it?
Last night on Maths.
Yeah.
Selena, who got the beat out, the hair removal cream.
And did her husband's
buttocks region.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that a lot?
Did you say there was a bleaching situation happening
like
as well?
Yeah, it looked like a bleaching situation.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I thought was happening.
Really? Yeah. Do you know, there's got to be some mystique and mystery in a relationship. I feel like there are people you can pay to do that.
2 weeks into their marriage and look what they're doing.
Bleaching bubble.
The Novos have a big bag of money.
and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, from that to smashing, smash for cash time. Are your chance at $1,000? Just figure out what this sound is. You've heard the clues. You've looked at the incorrect guesses. Now let's see if you can win the money.
Yeah, we are going to Wendy Madawi. She's a disability worker and a retail worker. Says life's pretty crazy when you're her and there's never a dull moment. And says she has some advice for Maddie on his Tinder profile.
Oh, good.
Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing really well. This advice for Maddie, let's hear it.
Well, it's not much advice, but I was going to say, look, just be al so natural. But you know what? If it ain't working for you, buddy, just work it.
Yeah. You go,
just
girl.
Just work it. You do use the stuff.
Thanks, Wendy. More importantly, it's not about me. It's about you winning money right now, Wendy. What do you think the sound is?
Well, I'm going with an old-fashioned flower sifter.
Oh, it's a good guess. Unfortunately, it's been guessed before.
About $3. Oh, Wendy,
you're like the fifth person.
Oh, dear. Well, I went outside the square last week and said it was a battery-operated can opener. So, you know.
You went back in the square, unfortunately. Yeah.
Thanks, Wendy. Oh, no. Keep thinking.
You might come up with something. You never know.
Don't forget, Clue Day is Friday.
And I've got a feeling.
Have a great day, Wendy. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
This Clue on Friday. I've got a feeling it's going to be big. The boss keeps hyping it up. Whether he's correct or not.
That remains to be seen.
Is another story, but, I'm going to remain optimistic.
He's the keeper of the clues, isn't he?
Yeah, he won't let us say anything.
I tried to get it out of him.
I have received an email from the boss, just to give you a little update.
All right.
So, it's no longer embargoed. This Friday is Free Clue Friday.
What?
The most important clue yet. A clue that could win you the $1,000.
So he thinks this clue
could possibly give
it
away.
This is, ladies and gentlemen, what you call a game changer.
So that means tomorrow, Thursday, you might want to try and get your guess in
before
the clue. Like, you never know. Get in early because the phones will be so busy on Friday. Make sure you get in tomorrow.
That's right.
If you've been hearing it and thinking, I know what that is.
I wonder what this clue is. If it's a game changer, it's got to be something good.
Well, that was my language, not his.
Oh. No longer embargoed. 105 commercial freeze up next. Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
My lord.
That's exciting.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
The Biebs. Not as exciting as the Biebs.
And hold on. Yeah, I know, right? Did you see him at the Super Bowl having the time of his life?
Nah.
Losing his bald little mind.
Was he maskless?
He's got no hair anymore. Yeah.
Oh, is he bald?
He's got no hair at the moment. And yeah, not rocking a mask, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. Not sensible.
Nah.
When you're that pretty, do you have to?
Yeah.
Green Day and Warning as well. And a bit of Anne-Marie with her snapped ankle.
Oh, yeah, poor bugger.
The Brits.
She recovered well. She's good.
Hey, you have tickets all day, Jackson, to Under the Southern Star concert.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
First ticket giveaway after 11 o'clock this morning. So keep listening to New FM all day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye. See ya.